Welcome back to another episode of the Right Read Podcast. I'm your co-host, Davon Reed.
And I'm your other co-host, Miles Reed.
And today we have a very lively, no pun intended, episode for y'all. It's called Live and Direct. And today we're going to focus on some of the best live performances that we've seen from various different artists that we love. For me, as a music lover, going to a live venue and seeing it firsthand is one of the best joys for me. I know Miles probably feels the same way, but this topic hits home. I definitely love a live performance.
So. Yeah, absolutely. I know we love listening to music as a whole, but it's something about that in-person experience that's just, it's different.
It hit different.
And then especially the artists that you love to listen to on a regular basis, it makes it even better.
Right, right. And that's kind of like why people make so much money, or how they make so much money, is like going on tour. But it's a connection between like who you listen to, and then, you know, seeing that artist live. We'll get into all that. But Miles, how about you start with your fit and tell us what you got on today?
No problem. I'll start with the hoodie, just a regular gray zip up Urban Outfitters hoodie. The McDonald's and Travis Scott collab, Jack Boy. For the pants, I know these was one of my favorite brands. I used to watch Sean Witherspoon Round 2. Mm-hmm. Some sweat pin material. And then for the feet, I got some Turbo Blues. Or Turbo Green, I'm sorry. Turbo Green ones. Let me hear what you got on.
I got a pair of them too. I haven't worn them in a while, but
yeah.
Sometimes you gotta go back into the
pull them out the archive.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta go to the archive.
See what you got on.
I'll start with the top. I just purchased this not too long ago from Supreme 2025 with the glitter on the SU and the rest of the Preem on the back of the baseball jersey. I think this is purple brand on the jeans. Like I said, the purple brand, I like them because they actually got jeans that fit me. So shout out to purple brand. And then on the feet, I finally got me some New Balance. I said I was going to get some, fans, and I did. I did. Shout out to the 740s. They feel definitely comfortable. These are actually a 14, not even a 15, and they feel comfortable. And then we got just a lot of colors on here, fun colors. So I'm loving these right here, and I'll be definitely grabbing some more of these silhouettes. I actually got the concept pair already. I was like, oh, they fit me? I got to get another pair.
So. Big feet, so. This episode of the Right Read Podcast is brought to you by Pages Project, a nonprofit organization that specializes in providing tangible and non-tangible resources for the community. We are committed to fostering a nurturing environment where adolescents can access the support they need to thrive, whether it's mental health or educational support. Pages Project is changing one life at a time. For more information, please contact PageNewsom16@yahoo.com.
Live and direct. We talked about our passion for going to see some of our favorite artists live. Can you talk about your five single best experience at a live venue or a live concert?
My first time going to like a actual live concert was Made in America.
Okay.
2018, I went with my boy Dajay and my boy John.
Okay.
And that was the first time I ever went to like a concert, festival, anything like that. And experience wise, it was like you have to have that first time experience for like a live concert or a festival. But there were a lot of artists that I've seen and I liked, and one of them I liked the most, still number one. This probably might be in your top five, but Don Tolliver.
Okay.
When we went to see him at the Roxy in Atlanta.
Okay, for, yes, for sure.
I know we talked about it briefly on the first episode, but that except that that concert itself was like, for the amount that we paid for, under $50.
Still.
And he brought out Travis and Gunna. And he had a Bia. You remember Bia? She had performed before him.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I ever heard any of her music. And, you know, concerts itself is just like, if you haven't heard somebody before and you just happen to see them perform, that's like why festivals are so good.
Right.
Because they bring out like all the people that you never heard before, or they don't get that much exposure.
Right.
But that Don Tolliver concert was fire.
Just because I want to mention another five, I'm not going to put that on my list, but that's really certainly in my top five of concerts for certain. So, I mean, that's one of our favorite artists as well, but he it was a treat for sure on that one.
And then the rest are just not in no specific order, but I just know how to make sure that was number one. But another one was Tyler Creator.
Okay.
I went to, we was in Made in America again. This is like, I think the year before it's like kind of shut down.
Okay.
This is when he was on his Call Me If You Get Lost album.
Right.
And you already know he got that fan base of just like diehard fans.
He do.
Rightfully
so.
Yeah. He was performing like the Cherry songs from Cherry Bomb,
mm-hmm.
songs for Flower Boy,
mm-hmm.
Even Igor.
Mm-hmm.
But like his main catalog was from Call Me If You Get Lost. But his performance that itself was just like one of them experiences. Like you gotta go see him in concert.
I want to see him. I want to see him in concert for sure.
Another one I'm going to say is Pusha T.
Pusha. I did not think you was going to say Push.
Pusha T is because...
Push is a legend, though.
He, this was also, like, majority of these are from Made in America, either from, like, 2018 and 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable mentions were, like, Kenny, Kendrick Lamar, Meek Mill was a few, Uzi, Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
Those were, like, a lot of good ones, but it's just hard to narrow it down, but also... Pusha T was like
he one of them ones.
Yeah, just like he in the field with like Freddie Gibbs and Benny when they talk about like the Coke era.
Mm-hmm.
But what made that stand out was because on you know how when you're performing you got like the screens in the back.
Yeah.
It was like it's basically teaching you how to cook it. And I was just like, that's very unique.
Yeah, push, and again, we're not promoting a lane or anything, but Push is one of them ones in that lane. He don't stray from that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I had another one that I was off the top of head, but I'm going to have to go with Lil Uzi specifically. Okay. 2019 Made in America.
Okay.
Because he performed at Made in America 2018, and then he performed at Rolling Loud when we went to back in July 2023, I think it was.
Made in America's in Philly?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't only imagine.
Yeah, so you already know he gonna have
this
something.
Not my city show. But I treat it like my city show.
Uzi, you know, when he performs, he's energetic. He's got that energetic kind of vibe to him. Now his music is he was at a stage where it was like a rock star kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. Then he had that chill melodic. But Uzi, I know you talked about him in last episode about like his music is kind of like not really a decline, but it's not as how it used to be and like all the fame and stuff how it used to be. But that was a good one. And my last one, I'm going to say, is Larry June.
Mm.
I seen him perform 20, again, Made in America 2019. I seen a lot of people 2019, 2018. Dixon was another person that I seen for the first time.
R&B singer Dixon.
Yeah, he's tough. His music is fire.
He's tough. He got a very nice voice.
That was the first time I ever even heard of him, and I just, you know how, and so Made in America, they got different stages, probably like three or four stages, mm-hmm. where it's
the range in your stardom.
Yeah, so you walk in, like as you walk in somebody's performance, and then as you keep walking, somebody taking a break, and then you walk in again. So he was like one of those performers where as I'm walking, I kind of hear him, so I like stop, listen to him, and then that's like when I started looking at his catalog. But Larry June, to get back on topic, I think that's when I really started listening to Larry June. I heard a few songs before that performance, but after that performance, I was like, that's when I really started really tapping into
June Larry June. June is tough. Yeah. June is sober tough.
So yeah, that was my top five experience of live performance and artists that I wanted to see. So let me hear yours.
This was so hard to choose, as always, just because I have so many things that I'm juggling for that was better than this or this was better than that. So shout out to all the concerts and artists that I've been able to see live. But these are some of my favorites just off the top of the head. Drake OVO Fest 2019. I had just came from Caravana, or was there rather, in Toronto for Caravana 2019. And then the OVO Fest is the same weekend. And Dub, one of our good friends, Nijem, he had to leave that day. And I was like, damn, brother, I feel bad because I'm going to this concert. So I grabbed me a ticket, and I grabbed a nice little ticket. It cost a nice little piece of change, but I was like, I'm here. I got to go see this. So went to OVO Fest. I was in, like, on the backside by the stage. Not backstage, but on the, like, kind of, like, just...
Like how we were when we
carted
went to
off. The exactly.
Don Toliver one
exactly.
Rolling out.
Yeah. Exactly. So I was over there, and, man, he had a lineup. When I first got over to my seat, he was playing one of my favorite songs. I Should Be Downtown, Whipping in the Way to You. Played that. That's one of my favorite Drake songs. He had everybody you can think of. It was like he had kind of like reunion tour because it was everybody he was formerly beefing with there. He had Meek there. He had Tyga there. He had so many people, even people he wasn't beefing with. He had Gucci there. He had DaBaby there. He had, bro, it was All-Star Popcorn. It was, he had the lineup, bro, like Kanye, it was crazy. Cardi B and Offset, so that was a real treat. Then afterwards, he had the fireworks. It was like in the amphitheater, so you could see the fireworks. It was crazy, bro. It was crazy. So that'll forever be up there. And then I had another real treat. I was with Sauce, Alan Williams. I was with Jared Dudley, my vets. We were in New York. And Jared Dudley hit us like, yo, I got tickets so we can go see Jay-Z tonight. And I'm like, word? And he like, yeah, making it seem like it's no big deal. It was the reopening of Webster Hall. And Jay-Z came in there like suited and booted. He rapping only B-side tracks. So nothing that you know to be on that radio. No all B-side tracks like My Mama Loves Me, stuff like that. Like, brought out Killer Cam out there, brought Nas out. That was something special. That was something special. I'll never forget that one. That was a real good one. And then I'm going to go switch it up a little bit. I'm going to go with Brent Faiyaz.
Okay.
My fiance took me to see Brent Faiyaz in Miami.
Okay.
I had saw him my rookie year. In Phoenix, like literally across the street from where I live. So this is my first time seeing him after becoming such a big fan of his music. Probably one of my favorite artists today. But seeing him in Miami and just hearing the progression of all the songs, his voice, you know, he playing behind a live band. So it's really him. It's not like a bunch of audio feed on. I'm like, no, he's really really tough. He's really like that. The whole crowd singing every word, you know. It was lit. It was lit. Then I'm gonna go with J. Cole, my favorite rapper, Dollar and the Dream Tour. So the first time I got a chance to see Dollar and the Dream Tour, it was with DeAndre Burnett in Miami. For $1, we were able to pull up because we were ahead of the line enough to go see J. Cole. We saw J. Cole, small venue. He was snapping. He brought out Trey Song. They did Can't Get Enough, Can't Get Enough. It was fire.
My opinion, I think smaller venues mm-hmm. are like the best ones. Because mm-hmm. it's like, you're only limited, like people are only limited to, it's only limited to the amount of people that can get in.
Right.
And I feel like they perform the best right. when it's not that many people.
Right.
But it's like, I think it's experience wise.
Right. Like, right. And then last, I'm going to have to go with one of the GOATs of performing, Travis Scott. Man. Okay. I done seen Travis at multiple different venues. I done seen him in a club. Mm. I done seen him on Birds in the Trap tour. Mm. I saw him on Astroworld tour. I saw him, where else did I see Travis? Oh, I just seen him on the most recent tour. He did Fiend 6 times in American Airlines Arena or whatever it's called, Miami Heat, where they play. Fiend! Keep running it back 6 times straight. It was crazy. He got a lot of energy. He's one of the few consistent ones in that recording. I mean, in that live and direct space. So,
yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah. Okay. So we talked about some of the great experience that you have. So how about 5 artists that you want to see?
It's a lot. It's like so many artists that I listen to on a weekly basis. I ain't gonna say daily because some days I'll listen to the same artist's catalog. But on a weekly basis, I listen to so many artists. But not in no order, but one I'm gonna say is SZA, obviously. SZA is, besides Alicia Keys, is one of my favorite female artists like of all time.
Right.
Obviously, we grew up on Alicia Keys, and then from going to, I want to say, start of high school or like my sophomore year of high school, like 2016, that's when I started listening to SZA.
Okay.
She had like, I don't know if it's a mixtape or not, but a lot of people don't know it, but it's like called You Are, I think, or Control. It's not Control, but
the one with the flowers.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's like a pinkish kind of background. Down goes
Frasier.
Yeah, it got You Are. I was just actually listening to it today. You Are, Sweet November. Got songs with Chance the Rapper on it.
That's the one I was thinking.
Yeah. But yeah, see, her growth mm-hmm. throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been amazing, and I know her performance is going. It will be like mind blowing, and just like one of the experiences that you have to experience.
Right.
Another one I'm gonna say is Wizkid. I know I talked about Wizkid as being my top five. I mean, there was a top five or top 10 artists of 2024.
I think we did top 5 artists, but I know you had his album in your top 10.
Yeah, Wizkid. Mm-hmm. I say this all the time. He's like one of my favorite Afrobeat artists.
Mm-hmm.
He got that vibe to him where he can go slow, go fast, and every artist that he collaborate with is just like always good. He got that chemistry with almost every artist that mm-hmm. he collab with, and we had went to like a kind of like an Afrobeat party for your birthday a few years ago. And like then is kind of where I like started listening more and more Afrobeat mm-hmm. and wanting to be in that kind of environment. Cause I feel like it's more soul. Like you can feel it more. You want to dance, you can chill, you can vibe. It's like one of them categories that puts you in like a mellow state. Number 3, I'm going to say is, again, this is like this off the top of my head too. I want to see Drake. I want to see Drake.
Gotta see Drake Love.
Drake has so many, like, eras. He got so many eras where you got from where he, around where he started, with Thank Me Later. What else? Take Care. Then you elevated up.
Went to Take Care after Thank Me Later. Then he went to.
Then you got like the
mixtape. Started from the bottom. Now we're here. That's Nothing Was the Same.
Nothing Was the Same.
And then, I saw that on concert.
He just Nothing Was the Same is probably one of his best albums.
That's number one. That's number one.
But that's another topic. Drake. I feel like you said, you gotta go see a Drake concert before, like, you gotta go see one. And he got a lot of songs that I like, that we both like, that we know word for word. The Sacrifices with 2 Chainz and Young Thug. Ice Melts with Young Thug. That's on his... More Life album, which was another great album. But Drake, definitely, he I definitely gotta go see him in concert. Another one I'm going to say is, like you said before, Frank Ocean. Frank Ocean, I know he's not producing as much or any music, but
fortunately,
he I know we talked about, he got music that's endless, endless time, no pun intended to his album, endless. His music is just on repeat, is timeless. You can listen to it like from 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now. And he got his own, he in his own lane for sure, for sure. But yeah, that's my list. Let me hear yours.
I'll start, just echo since we right here, good segue. Frank Ocean, number one would be for me just to hear him live. Somebody I've been a fan of since I was in high school. And I guess especially since the music is so far, few and far between, I feel like that would make up for it if I got a chance to see him live. And, you know, I want to hear his voice in person as well, because he's got one of the better voice, more incredible voice of right now. So definitely Frank Ocean, number one. And the rest of them probably in no particular order, but I got to see Wayne. Okay. I got to see Lil Wayne. I got to see Lil Wayne live. I mean, that was my favorite rapper growing up by far. Wayne is...
Got an album on the way.
Does he?
Potentially. Didn't he had a preview an album as a Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, okay.
I think he did with Carter Six. This would be Carter Six. If he self-titled it again.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care what nobody say. Wayne in my top five ever. Yeah. Wayne helped me fall in love with rap to a different level. Like he
and his wordplay.
It's crazy. And I want to also see, I know he's a little bit older now, but I want to see if, like, the how you do it in person, because you got some incredible lines, some incredible lyrics. I want to hear that, and I want to see what he can do with it, you know? So, shout out to Wayne, though. Got to say Griselda. I got to see the whole Griselda. I want to see them all live at one time.
I don't know how I didn't even think of this.
I got to see Griselda. I want to see West Side. I want to see him talking his talk like he talk on every song. I want to see Benny. I got to see Benny. I was supposed to see Benny last summer. He canceled the concert. He hurt me. And then I got to see Conway. I got to see all three of them at the same time.
Now, like, they are definitely a great trio. You can put them on an album by themselves, and they
special, man. They are super duper special. That's why I got to see all three of them. So I'm waiting on that. I'm waiting on that. I'm going to go with Larry June.
Okay.
First time I had a chance to probably see him, my boy, shout out to Kyle O'Quinn. KO hit me like, yo, ain't you in Phoenix right now? And he was like, it's a Larry June concert coming up. And I was like, huh? Like, who Larry June? And now I'm regretting it. Like, hey, I should have been tapped in around that time, and I should have went to a concert because I'm very much tapped into Larry. I'm inspired by like how he does, you know, the merch and stuff, how he just does. You know, I watch his interviews on various podcasts and it's inspiring to see like how he did it and how he moved and how he come about it. Yeah. So shout out to Larry June. And then lastly, you know, I got to go try to see my boy Rock Marciano. I got to.
You still haven't seen him yet?
I haven't seen him. He actually had a concert on Sunday somewhere in New York, but it was Mother's Day. I knew I couldn't. There was no way I was getting out here early for that.
Right.
And going to a concert if I did come up here. So it is what it is.
That's one thing. Concerts, we always going to find some concerts that a lot of people not even looking into. Mm-hmm. And just like them stills, definitely them still concerts.
Yep.
Like the one in for Don Toliver in Atlanta. That was a still.
Still.
Highway robbery.
Still. Still.
Yeah.
So.
I know we talked about the people that we went to see, concerts we've been to, things that concerts that we want to been to, or want to go to see. I know we both have one in common that we went to together, Rolling Loud Miami.
Mm-hmm. Festival.
And then there's also been some festivals that we haven't been to at all, or been to that we probably haven't been to at all.
Right.
Just list off some that you've been to, and I'll list off some that I haven't been to.
We, like you said, we both been to Rolling Loud. I've been to Everyday People, and Everyday People isn't. It's an interesting space because it's not necessarily live music, but it's like a live DJ, and it's like a what do you call it when somebody like an MC basically on the mic.
Freestyle.
I went to one in LA and it was good time. So it's a festival, but it's not a concert.
Right.
But they have plenty of those. Mm-hmm. Some of the biggest festivals are like Burning Man. What is it, Burning Man or Burning Man? Like the EDM
That.
That's just DJs and people dancing. So that's a form of festivals as well. So Everyday People was dope. Those are some of the ones that I've been to. What are some of the ones that you've been to outside of Rolling Loud?
Rolling Loud, definitely. But my first ever festival was Made in America.
Yeah.
I actually started to go to school at LaSalle, and it was that week before school actually started.
Mm-hmm.
And Dajay and John was like, yo, it's a concert. And Made in America has been going on like previously before that. And this is when I'm glad I caught it at this time, because I think a couple years later is when it like completely shut down.
Right.
And that, like I said, that concert, I mean, that festival is like, it's a weekend thing actually. So it's a Saturday, Sunday, 2-day concert, festival. I don't know why I keep saying concert festival, but, again, you're seeing artists that you've never even heard of, or you got artists that you listen to that may be good music-wise, but not so good performers, and that's a real thing. Like some artists have not that good stage performance or stage presence, and it's good to see a few that I listen to, or I would say more than a few, but it's a lot. Artist that I listen to that has equivalent stage performance, and surprisingly, the first Made in America, when I went to 6ix9ine, his performance was his performance. That's when he was blowing up,
right?
But he that was a good performance. I definitely like that one. Another one I've been to was Powerhouse. I went a couple years ago. It was okay.
I've been to Powerhouse as well.
Yeah, Powerhouse, it was okay. You know, they got local rappers, mainly some of our local rappers that necessarily I don't know or don't listen to, but they brought Meek Mill, you know, he from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Spice was there, you know, that's when Ice Spice was starting to get big. Dirt performed.
Mm-hmm.
One that I like was Scarlet. Are you familiar with Scarlet?
No.
She got that rough, rugged kind of vibe to her, and she had a good performance. She had a good performance. But yeah, I think though I want to go to more festivals too.
Yeah,
it's something that I want to definitely want to go to. It's Coachella,
of course.
Coachella, one of them top behind Rolling Loud. You got Coachella, and
I mean Coachella might be bigger than Rolling Loud.
Yeah, well, I'm saying like if you want, if you want to talk like the heavy hitter ones, yeah, definitely Coachella.
Yeah, some of the ones that I still want to go to, like I said, gotta check Coachella off the list at some point, just to say that I've been there. You know, we live on the East Coast, so that's a trip to go all the way out there to California, but I'm gonna check that box off one way or another. I want to go to Dreamville Fest. Gotta see that, you know. Dreamville, this that whole lineup from Cole to Boss to Omen to J-I-D. Earth Gang, JID, Ari Lennox. They got some real steppers on a team, and then you know they always having some good friends and family on there. So I gotta check that out some point. And then Camp Flognock, I gotta go see Tyler. Tyler has become one of my favorite artists. He got some real good music that I think would sound really good live. He had a big time support performance last year with Dochi. That's when she kind of just started getting on the scene, blowing up. They had a crazy song on his most recent album.
Not to cut you off, but that's another thing why I like about Tyler the Creator. His name is the Creator for a reason, like. COVID time, I used to watch. He had like these little short episodes, films like called Nuts and Bolts. It's like when he starts trying things. It's like he made his own bed structure. He made like his own maple syrup and all that. He made his own stop motion film.
You know, okay. when you just keep taking pictures. Yeah.
So he made it. So that's like when I'm like, okay, he's more than an artist. And you know, a person that's like that, we talked about him before, Action Bronson.
Yeah.
Someone that's not just creative in the music
space,
but more so outside of like stuff that you don't never think of artists usually does.
Probably don't even know all the hats that he wears. Tyler specifically, and Action specifically, like people probably, if they know him as a rapper, they might not know him as a chef, or if they know him as a chef, they might not know him a rapper or UFC or whatever else he does. He does everything. Shout out to Action, man. I got. Did that drop today?
Today was the last day. It was from like.
Did you try?
I didn't try. I sent it to you probably what, like in the middle of the week, and I was like, yeah, come on.
These hype beats, they don't even make it fun. I don't even want to try. I love the products, Action. Hopefully you can get us some. But I didn't even try, brother. The hype beats have scared me away. So
they got the best of us.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed this episode of the Right Read Podcast, like, share, subscribe to our YouTube at The Right Read. Follow us on Instagram, X, and TikTok at The Right Read.
Again, another episode where we express our right read.
Right.
And artists do, you said earlier in the beginning of the episode that artists, you want to hear them in person to really get a real feel of how they sound. Because music, you can auto-tune, or you can know they change their voice up a little bit to sound like the way they usually sound. You know, one person that I recently heard, like, their real voice was Bryson Tiller.
Okay.
Bryson Tiller has, he originally got a deep voice.
Really?
But, like, when he's singing, it's like that high pitch. That's, like, what I'm talking about. Like, in person, you can really see how they perform, stage presence and all that.
Right.
But, yeah, I definitely enjoyed talking about different concerts and all that.
Yeah, man, it was a fun episode. Something that we both enjoy. Something that we'll continue to participate in. We got a long checklist that's going to take a long time to hopefully get everybody checked out on this list. But it's always fun to talk about this stuff. Right. And we really appreciate everybody tuning in for another episode. We got to make sure we telling them to check out this
playlist.
So after every episode, we'll be having a playlist for you guys to access on both Spotify and Apple Music. But check out the playlist to the episode. It's inspired by some of the artists that we mentioned today that we've seen live, want to see live. And just tap in with us and let us know which playlist you like better or worse than the other. So
this has been another episode of the Right Reed Podcast. I'm your co-host, Miles Reed.
And I'm your co-host, Davon Reed.
And we'll see you on the next episode.
Appreciate y'all.